This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. And my next guests are here from Litter Free, Inc. to talk about another community cleanup happening this weekend. Welcome, Lori Sika, President. Hi, Lori.
How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks. And welcome, John Hudson, board member of Litter Free, Inc. and also a restoration biologist for the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition. Hi, John.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you both for being here very much. I just wanted to start with a basic general question. What is Litter Free Inc. and what do you do? Lori, maybe we'll start with you on that one.
Well, Litter Free Inc. is a nonprofit corporation here in town that has been going since about 1985. And we have two main projects. With the goal of keeping Juneau litter free. So we do the annual cleanup each year. And we do what's called the Youth Litter Patrol program throughout the spring, summer, and fall. Kids can go out and pick up trash for cash for their fundraising projects. And we organize that. So those are our main projects that we put together.
Great. Thank you, Lori. And John, as a restoration biologist, how did you become involved with Litter Free Inc.?
Well, that's a good question. I think in the past, the Juneau Watershed Partnership has been a big supporter and a member of the group, and they kind of faded away over the past few years, and we've kind of taken on their role. So that's how I stepped in to participate on the board.
Seems like a mutually beneficial relationship there. Now, yeah. My previous guest talked about the Juneau Community Wetlands cleanup happening this Saturday. Your group has a cleanup on the same day, your annual cleanup. And last year, the event was canceled due to COVID-19. So do you think there will be twice as much to clean up this year?
I think there will probably be a lot collected over the last year. And over the winter, you know, we had some pretty brutal winds, and that usually tends to blow people's trash from their trash containers around. And, you know, trucks go into the landfill. If they're not covered, they tend to lose trash, and you find it in many places. So, yes, we're looking forward to a lot of people showing up this Saturday to help us clean up.
Do you have any numbers about, like, pounds or bags of garbage that you typically haul away each year after the cleanup?
We usually pick up 20 to 30,000 pounds of trash on a cleanup day. Wow. And that makes it a little dent in the issues. You know, we try to cover the whole community. So we have bag sites located at 7 areas around the community. People can pick up bags from 8 in the morning till 10 a.m. at the Douglas Fire Hall Library, at Foodland IGA, at Western Auto, Fred Meyer Super Bear IGA, the Duck Creek Market, and this year in Auk Bay at the Forbidden Peak Brewery.
That's great. What are some of your favorite areas to target for trash pickup, Lori?
Actually, I think John could probably comment on that.
I was definitely going to ask John that one too. John, go ahead.
So as a watershed group, the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition cares a lot about our waterways, ponds and wetlands and streams and lakes. And we all know that trash oftentimes ends up in those water bodies. And if it's a stream, it's kind of a one-way trip to the estuary and then another trip to the ocean. So, and we've all heard about plastics in the ocean and the terrible impacts they can have on aquatic life. So we're really focused on getting people out to some of our streams and riparian areas to pick up trash.
And I've read that you'll have bags for recyclable materials as well as for trash, so that some of the garbage will be diverted from the landfill. How do you plan to handle recyclables, Lori?
Well, we've got great friends of recycling. They call themselves the Small F Group because they're no longer a nonprofit in town, but there's still a lot of dedicated volunteers that will be out at the landfill. And what they do is they get a little station where all the green bags for recyclables will go. And we're asking people to only put aluminum and number one and number two plastics in those green bags. And that covers a lot of the things that you'll find, like aluminum drink cans, plastic bottles, drink bottles, things like that. We're asking people not to put broken glass in those green bags because we don't want anybody getting cut that day. So that glass will have to be going in the yellow bags with all the rest of the trash. One thing when you asked about areas we should clean up, this cleanup is solely for public lands. So no personal property is the target of this event. It's only for streets, sidewalks, beaches, wetlands, rivers, parks, trails, anything that's public area.
Got it. So folks will come and pick up their bags and then you just kind of turn them loose, but you give them some suggestions as to where they might start?
Yep. We say any public property that has trash. And I think that people can pretty much ID that. I think a lot of our great volunteers with the Adopt a Highway program through the state will be out doing their assigned areas where you'll see, when you drive along the highway, you'll see blue signs that have groups' names on them. And those groups generally promise to pick up that area, that stretch of highway. But there's a lot of city streets. There's a lot of trails that can get picked up too that don't have an Adopt a Highway group.
Yeah, I think anyone who maybe is going out on a hike this Saturday could easily stop and pick up a couple bags and just take those with them. Any other suggestions for strategic litter pickup this weekend once people come and get their bags?
We ask people that they please get their Tide full bags out to a major roadway by 2 p.m. Because what we do is we have several local volunteers that come around and pick up the bags. And that's another entire logistics effort to get the bags picked up and to the landfill before it closes. And so please, as early as possible on Saturday to clean up, and then no later than 2 p.m. get those bags out so the truck drivers can get them picked up and to the landfill in time.
Okay. John, anything to add?
Yeah, if folks are having a kind of a challenge trying to figure out where they might go, I'll be at a table at Duck Creek Market handing out bags on Saturday, 8 to 10. And I'll have some maps because I've gone out ahead of time yesterday and looked for some sites where there's lots of litter in stream areas on public land. So I'll have a few maps that morning. And so if people are needing a place to go to, they can stop by there and I can send them in the right direction.
Cool. Well, thanks for both of you for all the work that you've done to organize this event. And one last thing to talk about. I know that most folks will want to participate for the sheer joy and relief of seeing the trash cleaned up, but I understand there's also some incentives for participants. Would you like to talk about those, Lori or John?
Well, this year we're going to have a bike raffle for kids. So one lucky kid that shows up at a bag site is going to win a gift certificate for a bike at Cycle Alaska. And so we really appreciate Cycle Alaska, and we appreciate kids showing up. You know, once kids clean up a dirty litter spot, they're much less likely to become litterers themselves.
I bet that's true. And also there's some recyclable grocery bags up for grabs too for the first however many participants until you run out.
That's true. So come early, get your recycle bag for groceries as a gift, and get your yellow or green trash bag and head out.
John or Lori, is there anything that you might want to say to our listeners before we say goodbye today about what could be done to prevent littering in the first place so that huge cleanup efforts could possibly put their energy into something else?
Well, when you see someone maybe discarding something inappropriately, certainly say something. If you see litter hitting the ground, say something. And also covering up your the backs of your trucks and stuff like that as you're hauling things around town. A lot of litter is inadvertently escapes our clutches as we're going to the landfill or from A to B. So making sure that litter doesn't escape your vehicle while you're driving down the road or your yard on windy days. We certainly have lots of wind here in Juneau. So tying things down well.
Securing your garbage. And Lori, you get the last word.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having us today. And we just hope that people come out, rain or shine, we're going to be out there. And most likely it's going to be rain. So just wear your raincoat.
Way to keep it real. Keeping it real. Thanks so much, Lori and John, Litter Free Inc. And where can we maybe find out more about everything that we talked about today?
www.litterfree.org.
Easy enough. Thanks again, both of you, for being here today. And lots of luck this weekend. I hope you have a great turnout.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.